Next is a progress note for the patient, Judy Bevan, B-E-A-V-E-N. Date was January 20th, 2022. Place was McFarland Home in Flint. New paragraph, chief complaint. Ms. McFarland was seen regarding aphasia, dementia, and also she needed suture removal from a scalp laceration period. New paragraph, history. Mrs. Bevan, she was reasonably well overall, period. She did seem quite apprehensive when seen, period. She has significant dementia, period. Aphasia seems to be a bigger problem, and it's mostly expressive aphasia because she can understand commands and does seem to understand what she's saying, what we're saying, period. She seems very frustrated about the fact that she cannot get the words out, period. This is a gradual progression, and there's no known history of stroke or TIAs. And the problem appears to be one of primary progressive aphasia as part of dementia, period. There's been no major behavioral disturbance, but she gets anxious, period. She also has depression with the anxiety, period. She has hypertension, which is currently controlled, period. She has hypothyroidism, but there's no specific thyroid symptoms such as alteration in temperature tolerance or excessively dry skin or hair loss, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, no fever or chills, no eye complaints, no ENT complaints, no sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or other complaints, musculoskeletal, or arthralgia, and she was able to walk fairly well with steady gait, period. She did have slow, short steps, though, period. Mental status, she was could not answer questions pertaining to orientation, but she was aphasic, period. It's not clear how much she knows, period. New paragraph. Past history, dementia without behavioral disturbance, anxiety, hypothyroidism, anxiety with depression, hypertension, pseudobulbar affect, hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Family history. I'll just say social history, no smoking, no ethanol abuse. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing and is adequately nourished. Blood pressure 120 over 76, pulse 72, respiratory 15. Head and neck, pupil equal reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular was intact, oral mucosa normal. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal sinus 2, no gout, no murmur, no pending edema, aberrant soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation attack. She exhibits expressive aphasia, period. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis, shoulder range of motion normal. No pain in knees and hands. New paragraph, skin, there's sutures on the scalp and the two of them, and the wound is well approximated, period. The rest of the skin is normal. New paragraph, assessment and plan one. Mrs. Bevan had a scalp laceration and sutures were removed, period. The site looks clean. Two, she has dementia with the predominant feature being expressive aphasia, period. She hasn't had major behavior problems now, but is anxious and in the past has had behavior problems, period. I will increase the Neppazol to 10 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has pseudobulbar affect, and I'll continue Dex to 20 over 10, 1 BID. Four, she has hypertension, stable with lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Five, She has depression and anxiety, and I'm continuing Wellbutrin 75 milligrams twice a day, plus Zoloft 50 milligrams daily, plus Abilify 2 milligrams daily, plus Xanax 1 milligram daily at 2 p.m. period. So you can get anxious in the late afternoon period. I'll continue Buspar 15 milligrams BID for anxiety also period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.